But let's get now into the world of commodities. I had touched on it in our markets wrap. The price of oil still quite stubborn around that $90 mark. There's even odds of $100 oil price that we could reach given what is happening on the political front, the geopolitics that is currently driving up the price, but also some of the biggest oil producers around the world. Oil prices slid more than $1 a barrel this morning, with Brent falling below the $90 mark, but as markets closed on the JSE, it reached that $90 mark again. Chatting now to Mohammed Dokrat, portfolio specialist at 91 Asset Management, to get a sense of where the oil price is likely to go. We all, of course, are interested in this because it could drive up the price of either fuel, that is petrol or diesel. And if you are a business owner that has a few trucks, you'd want to be listening to this. As a consumer looking at inflation price, you also want to be looking at this. Mohammed, welcome again to The Money Show.
Hi, Matteo. Thanks for having me.
A lot of nervousness on the market last week as that price got driven up. But what happened there in Syria with the killing of an Iranian official, and how that drove up those tensions there in the Middle East? I was still going to see the price go further than this $90 mark.
Look, unfortunately for your listeners, I think we're likely to see upward pressure on petrol and diesel prices at the pump for the next few months. You know, as you pointed out, it has been really a perfect storm for the oil price, driven by supply disruptions all over the world. So yes, in the Middle East, you've got the oil tankers taking the long route around the Cape to bypass the Houthi attacks on the Red Sea. And the market has obviously gotten more anxious about a retaliation from Iran in response to last week's consulate attack. For context, Iran's about 3% of global crude production, so it would be quite significant if there is any disruption there. But further than that, you know, you've seen in Russia, AI-enabled long-range Ukrainian drones are striking energy infrastructure deep into Russian territory, which has forced them to cut crude production. You've seen U.S. supply, which consistently beat last year and reached a record high in December, also down this year because of freezing cold weather in January. And in Mexico, for example, also the state-owned company has slashed their crude exports as they plan to increase domestic refined production ahead of their elections. So in spite of all of this turmoil, we've also last week had OPEC agree to extend their existing production cuts to the end of the second quarter and enforce stricter compliance among its members. So the sum of all of this is you've got a counter-seasonal decrease in oil inventories in a period when demand was supposed to be quite weak. And as a result, you see an upward pressure on the oil price.
This is more than just a perfect storm. It sounds like everything is quite aligned for that oil price to go up this year. Would it be as bad as we saw when the Russia-Ukraine war broke out all those years back?
Look, I guess obviously, you know, it's easy to get caught up in the headlines and chase the momentum, but sometimes, you know, we just need to take a step back and look at the fundamentals. So will oil reach $100? Yes, perhaps it might touch this level, but I don't think it's sustainable. And the sort of key reasons behind that is, yes, we've got supply disruptions at the moment, but OPEC has almost 5 million barrels of spare capacity at the moment per day. And over the past few years, they've been forced to withhold production to balance the market because there's been a surge in supply coming from the Americas, you know, US, Guyana, Canada, Brazil. And as a result, they've had to take barrels off to balance the market. And so, you know, as oil starts pushing above $90, you know, with the dollar, you know, dollar as strong as it is, borrowing costs high, for emerging markets especially, there's a real risk of demand destruction coming through, and that could obviously moderate prices again. And OPEC have the spare capacity, which should act as a buffer against any potential supply shocks. So yeah, they've got their next official meeting on the 1st of June. I think if oil price is at $85, then they probably stick to their quotas, and you could infer that they're worried about demand. If oil is where it is now and demand is strong as we head into summer, then you know, you could see them bring back some barrels to the market and help ease the conditions.
What's the safest play here for the Organization for Oil Producing Countries, OPEC? Because we know that they've been sticking with their production cuts for the longest while now, but things are playing out and there's other factors touching on this oil price.
Yeah, again, if they had to keep production cuts in place with oil at $90, I mean, that that really means it's more of a political signal than a fundamental signal, and could be sort of, you know, them trying to influence potentially the outcome of US elections, for example. So I guess for now, you have to take them at their face. They are trying to balance the market. They've done that in a period when demand was supposed to be weak. But as we start moving into the Northern Hemisphere summer, you know, you've got summer driving season starting from the 1st of May in the US. And that's usually when you get your strongest period of demand. So they should be able to therefore bring back some barrels to the market and help ease the supply tightness at the moment. And then, of course, you know, the US also isn't an election year, and spiking prices for motorists does not bode well for them politically. So, you know, you could see them use their strategic petroleum reserves again. We saw them draw down on this quite significantly in the onset of the Russia-Ukraine war in 2022. And this had quite a material impact on prices and helped to contain it once it had overshot to $130. So, yeah, the US does have less sort of inventories than they did before Russia-Ukraine. But they are now, you know, pretty self-sufficient in terms of their own domestic crude production. So do they really need to hold 6 months plus of strategic reserves when the market is tight?
And it's happening during an election year where you definitely want to keep the prices of at least energy and products quite low. You know, that inflation number coming through out of the US on Wednesday. That was Mohammed Dokrat. Thank you so much for that conversation. A portfolio manager, portfolio specialist rather, at 91 Asset Management. Not bearing the best of news that South Africans can expect the increased prices of diesel and petrol, with that oil price expected to touch that $100 mark.